For years, a large herbal supplement company called Metabolife denied it had received any reports of health problems linked to its popular weight loss supplement. But 2 months ago, under pressure from the government, Metabolife turned over 14,000 consumer complaints to the Food and Drug Administration. They ranged from insomnia to death. The complaints were discussed at a Senate hearing today. NPR's Snigdha Prakash was there.
It was a startling show and tell. The handwritten notes of a hotline operator at San Diego-based Metabolife were blown up on a large poster board and displayed in a Senate hearing room today. The operator had scrawled haphazardly all across the page. Some of the writing was circled.
This is the company receiving reports from their consumers about deadly symptoms, and look at the records that they're keeping on these.
Illinois Democrat Richard Durbin chairs a Senate Governmental Affairs Subcommittee and called today's hearing.
Looking at the record, you have no idea whether this is one caller or many callers. Yet this person reported having a stroke. This from a company that claims their consumers' health is their number one priority.
If Metabolife 356 were a drug, such record keeping would be illegal. But it isn't. It's a so-called dietary supplement whose active ingredient, ephedra, is derived from an herb and so exempt from that kind of regulation. Despite the shoddy record-keeping, Senator Durbin said the company had ample evidence of problems.
They include 3 deaths, 20 heart attacks, 24 strokes, 40 seizures, 465 episodes of chest pain, 966 reports of heart rhythm disturbances.
Durbin said many of those who called Metabolife to complain were young people in good health and taking recommended doses of the product. He asked Washington lawyer Lanny Davis, who once represented President Clinton and now represents Metabolife, whether the company's CEO, Michael Ellis, misled the Food and Drug Administration when he said the company didn't know of any problems.
The sentence expressed by the individual that you've mentioned expressed the understanding that adverse event reports meant some link to a causation analysis.
In other words, the company knew of the problems but didn't think they were caused by ephedra. The industry says more studies are needed to prove that ephedra causes the heart attacks, strokes, and deaths experienced by users. The American Medical Association and many other scientific groups say the evidence is already overwhelming. One set of witnesses at today's hearing would agree. The parents of 16-year-old Sean Riggins, a high school football player who died on September the 3rd. Sean's father, Kevin, said they found out later he was taking an ephedra supplement called Yellow Jacket, made by another company, NVE Pharmaceuticals of Newton, New Jersey.
These kids don't realize that it is a harmful drug, whether they call it an herbal supplement or a dietary supplement. You know, that's just semantics. It's a drug. This herbal supplement killed my son. And I'm just afraid this can happen again.
The Department of Health and Human Services has commissioned a scientific review of the safety of ephedra. Senator Durbin wants it banned right away. It's not a popular position among politicians here. Many of them have benefited from Metabolife's campaign contributions. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.